Question for you. What is the best gadget you have in your house? You may be about to say your snazzy television. You may be about to say something in your kitchen. What about if I said, what is the best gadget you have in your bathroom? Now, here at Bathroom Design Studio, we're going to talk about one particularly brilliant gadget that you may have seen on telly, and I think you probably haven't ever tried one yourself. I am here with Jane Ive. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Beth.
Now, Bathroom Design Studio, as the name would suggest, you kind of take care of designing people's bathrooms, and there are hundreds of different options, probably thousands actually. A few of the gadgets that you do here, one of which is an incredible gadget. Now, there are official names for them, but I know these as self-cleaning toilets. Are these growing in popularity, and have you tried one yourself, Jane?
I have, and I must say I was sceptical. I'd never used a bidet in my life and didn't see how they could be having a place and so much importance in a lot of people's life. But I was prepared to try the shower toilet with an open mind, and I must say I was a convert in one use. Hygiene and the bathroom. However gorgeous the bathroom looks, it's got to be practical to use, it's got to be easy to maintain, but it's got to be hygienic. More and more products are coming out into the marketplace. Rimless toilets now are pretty standard, where there's less and less places for bugs to harbour. But it's about personal hygiene, that whole routine that you go through. It's something you don't think about. You've done it with your eyes closed since you were two, and it's just personalising in a different way. So the shower toilet cleans with water. A lot of people in this day and age are using wet wipes because they accept the fact that a dry paper doesn't do the job quite as it should. Mm-hmm. And that's damaging the environment.
We've seen all those, you know, those programmes where they have, do they call it the Fatberg or something, where it's all people's wet wipes underwater in the sewers?
That's right, they don't break down. So they go through the sewage system, they clog it up. When they get to the end, they have to be filtered out. Even though they say they're flushable, they're not. They don't disperse. Never mind that, the environmental impact of the cleanliness of the water that's required to make toilet paper that is then flushed down the toilet. The amount of energy, the pulp that they make toilet paper come from in this country. Some of it comes from Sweden, some of it comes from Brazil. So the amount of energy transporting wood chip to become toilet paper, for the energy to create the water to make it clean, to make the paper, and then we're just going to flush it down the loo.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like the way the world should be going, and the experience is really quite pleasant when you're using the item.
Yeah. You've got one actually here at Bathroom Design Studio, so if someone did think, do you know, I'd really like to go and try that, can they come and give it a go here?
Yeah, they certainly can. As I was a sceptic, I wouldn't expect anybody to contemplate buying one before they tried one.
Absolutely. Is it a really hard thing to get your head round that you don't use toilet paper and this loo just gives you a quick clean? Is that weird?
Again, first time use, you're a little sceptical, and I thank everybody that, certainly when I was speaking to the suppliers and other people that they'd spoken with, everybody does do that little test with the paper the first time, but you really realise it does the job.
Wow.
And you don't need again.
Does it just hose you down like a garden hose? Does it blast you with a hand dryer? Like, what does it do?
So, again, that's the biggest fear that a lot of people have, is how wet are they going to get? It wets with enough body temperature water to do the cleaning job it needs to do. There's a very discreet little arm at the back of the pan, which comes out when it's activated. So when you've done your business, you're all finished, the arm comes out.
Does it know that, or do you have to tell it I've finished?
You press a button, and it's quite a clean button, quite an easy to see button. You press the button and it knows that it's required for action. It comes out, it cleans itself with water. It then has a gentle body temperature jet of clean water, and it's drinking water. You know, it's clean water. It's not recycled from the toilet pan. Mm-hmm. It's fresh water at body temperature. It's a gentle spray. You can choose the position, you can choose your intensity. And then once it's finished, it cleans itself and it puts itself away.
Wow. This is like no other gadget I have ever heard about before. Self-cleaning loos, or as you call them, a shower toilet, mm-hmm. are available here at Bathroom Design Studio. I do have to ask you the question, though. Are they like a mortgage on a house? Are they really, really expensive? Because I feel like I've heard about them before and they've been like five figures or something.
They can be, and the top of the range is. But they don't have to be. From as little as £600, you could enhance your existing toilet. You don't have to do a whole refurb on the bathroom. So if it's something that you felt was something you wanted to incorporate in your current life now, you could do. It could also be a small addition to a bathroom refurbishment if you were looking to do from scratch. There are ways of changing the whole toilet so it looks like a nice, neat designed piece and still incorporating the shower toilet seat with various other additions of back pieces, glass pieces, designed pieces. But again, you're only refurbing the toilet area. You don't have to do the whole bathroom.
Well, Jane, thank you so much. I feel like you've opened my ears and opened my eyes to all sorts of new things that we can have in the bathroom. If people want to come and talk to you here at Bathroom Design Studios, doesn't have to be about self-cleaning toilets, it can be about any sort of bathroom questions. How's the best way to get in touch? Where can they find you? And are you online?
We are online, yes. We have a house profile, we have a Facebook profile, obviously we've got the website, which we've got some lovely reviews on, so people can see the sort of work that we do. The normal thing is I ask people to give me a call, chat through the project, and then I'll pop out, have a look at the room, stand in the space together, and then we can see what the possibilities are. It doesn't matter what budget, there is always a good solution. We do some very lovely top-of-the-range products, but we cater for every budget too. And my mission since I set up the showroom was that everybody should be able to have a beautiful bathroom that's an enjoyment to use.
Oh, what a lovely mission. Well, according to this showroom, Jane, I think you've definitely done that trick. We are on Ripon Road in Harrogate at Bathroom Design Studios. Jane, thank you very much.
Thanks, Beth.